SBS Radio.
Bumagsak sa unang pagkakataon ang mga presyo ng mga bahay sa buong Australia sa loob ng 6 na taon. Sa isang quarterly report ng Domain, isang grupo ng property classifieds, lumabas na ang ilang mga halaga ng mga propiedad sa Sydney halimbawa ay bumagsak ng mahigit 10% sa nakaraang taon. Pero para sa karamihan na nais pumasok sa property market, ito pa rin ay hindi abot kaya. Narito ang ulat ni Natasha Kallios na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Lara McCool ay isang 28 taong gulang na babae mula sa Sydney. Tinitignan nila ng kanyang asawa na makapasok sa property market. Napatunayan niyang ito ay mahirap, lalo na't mahigit 2 taon na silang naghahanap.
Well, it's been taking a lot of our time because it's just hard to find anything in our price range. But we're just looking on Domain, things that fit in our budget, things that are in the area that we want, which is a lot more expensive than other areas. So still looking.
Samantala, sinabi ni Ginang Makul, tinahak nila ang opsyon na puwersang tinahak ng ibang batang mag-asawa.
Well, we're currently living with mom and dad just because it's necessary and they help us save, which is great. It's just a matter of saving a lot.
Sa senyas ng pag-asa para sa ibang naghahanap ng iba't ibang opsyon sa pagkuha ng bahay, sinabi ng property analyst ng Domain na si Nicola Powell, ang pagbagsak ng presyo ay mahigit pa sa mga bahay.
What we found are our house and unit prices have softened nationally, both over the quarter and over the year. And this is the first annual fall for house prices on that national basis since 2012, and the first time that unit prices have fallen year on year since 2011. And really we're seeing though that overall softer conditions across all of our major capital cities, really apart from Hobart and Perth. We're seeing all of our major capital cities perform lower compared to last year. But really that fall all in that national figure has been driven by the softer conditions that are being seen in Sydney and also in Melbourne.
Sinabi ni Powell, ang senyales ay laganap.
There's an intrinsic link between the availability of credit and house price growth. And what we're currently experiencing now in that downturn, particularly focused within that Sydney market, are the impacts of those tighter lending conditions. We're seeing fewer buyers in the market, both owner-occupiers and investors. And those buyers that are in the market have a reduced borrowing capacity.
Ang pagbagsak ng mga presyo ng bahay sa isang taon, halimbawa sa Sydney, ay ang pinakamalaki simula ng pangmundong krisis pinansyal. Isang dekada na ang nakaraan, sa 4.5%. Ang presyo ng median apartment ay bumagsak sa 3.5%. Pinakamalaking taon ng pagbaba simula taong 2006. Sa hula ni Bessie Hassan, isang money analyst sa flinder.com.au, ang pera ng Sydney ay maaaring mapunta sa ibang syudad.
We've seen rent vesting take off, and that's where buyers have purchased property in more affordable areas but then continued to rent in their desired suburb. And we'll probably see this increase as Sydneysiders turn to other states or other capital cities in order to break into the market.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.